confident that the thief came in a cab? If not, there is no harm done. But if Mr. Phelps is correct in stating that there is no hiding place either in the room or the corridors, then the person must have come from outside. If he came from outside on so wet a night, and yet left no trace of damp upon the linoleum, which was examined within a few minutes of his passing, then it is exceedingly probable that he came in a cab. Yes, I think that we may safely deduce a cab.
It sounds plausible.
That is one of the clues of which I spoke. It may lead us to something. And then, of course, there is the bell, which is the most distinctive feature of the case. Why should the bell ring? Was it the thief who did it out of bravado, or was it someone who was with the thief who did it in order to prevent the crime? Or was it an accident? Or was it...
He sank back into the state of intense and silent thought from which he had emerged. But it seemed to me, accustomed as I was to his every mood, that some new possibility had dawned suddenly upon him. It was 3:20 when we reached our terminus, and after a hasty luncheon at the buffet, we pushed on at once to Scotland Yard. Holmes had already wired to Forbes, and we found him waiting to receive us, a small, foxy man with a sharp but by no means amiable expression. He was decidedly frigid in his manner to us, especially when he heard the errand upon which we had come.
I've heard...